From Hollywood.
From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
I gotta tell you, I think I picked a bad day to stop snorting Tabasco before the show.
Are you serious?
As a jihadist on 9/11.
It's just about enough of it.
From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, zip up and prepare yourselves for another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
All right, here's what's on tap on the wrap. I've got the top five jobs in America that require no experience whatsoever. Max tipping. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? We'll explore it. And what did that son of a bitch Tom Brady do now? And apparently size does matter after all. We'll do the $5,000 music quiz. Fleabag says he's going to stump me for sure today. Yeah, we'll see about that one. Another round of head trauma is on the way. Let's go with pick your news today. Sound good? Sounds good. Plus, our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including Mojo's fucking funny. And that's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Thursday, November 6th, where No News November continues. That means no political talk, but extra lunacy and loose behavior for you. Now, I have a quick programming note. YouTube removed the Foo Fighters show that we posted on Rat's Ass Rock TV. But we have an old one up there that you can check out. So it's still up there. It's just not the Amazon show after the football game last week. When it gets reposted, we'll put it back up there. And my apologies to anyone who felt I pulled an old okey-doke. Actually, it was YouTube and Amazon that pulled the okey-doke. All right, let's get into the wrap. There was a time when the most important jobs in America required a high degree of education and experience before being considered for them. Remember that? Education, education, education. Then you go out and get the experience. Well, it appears now that this isn't the case. So I got to thinking about what jobs any of us could do without any knowledge or experience. And I came up with this top five list, starting with a brain surgeon. I mean, what do you really need to know? You take a mallet, you crack someone's skull open, you take a pair of tweezers, pull out what's wrong, and glue it back. No problem. Any of us could do that. Heart surgeon, number two. And I thought, wow, you know what? A heart surgeon, brain surgeon, maybe you could do both. Why not? I mean, how hard is it to open a chest cavity? It's not that hard. Same thing. Open the chest up, pull it apart, pick out what's wrong, put it back together again, done. No experience, no education necessary. Nuclear physicist at number three. I mean, what's to know about blending uranium and plutonium anyway? How about astronaut? It's been proven by Blue Origin, Katy Perry, Gil King, Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez. They're astronauts, right? So why can't we? We just put on the uniform, get on the rocket, go for a ride. We're astronauts. And number five, an airline pilot. My feeling is, if you can drive an EV, you can fly a plane.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here. Is that it?
I went to the Lakers game last night, and let me just say, I love this team. The way it's constructed. My God, you dumbass outsiders pretending to be insiders that keep wanting to trade DeAndre Ayton and Roy Hachimura. Just shut the hell up. You know, they don't beat San Antonio last night without both of these guys. In fact, Ayton chewed up and spit out Wembanyama's lunch last night. It was amazing. Amazing. Took him to school. Guy's 3 years in the NBA now, and he's still getting schooled. And you want to trade these guys. Unbelievable. And for those of you who don't know who Wembanyama is, they call him Wimby. He's 7'5", and they call him Wimby, like he's Barney the dinosaur or something like that. But anyway, I went to dinner before the game, and the bill came to $227 for two people. Now, the food was marginal. Service wasn't worth the 15% tip I left, which came to about $34. And there was, you know, I think I was there less than an hour, maybe 55 minutes. And typically, I tip 15%, rounded up to the next dollar. But I got this wild idea. Yeah, the old brain was churning last night, baby. That maybe there should be a max tip based on the amount of time it takes to eat. You know, maybe you set the tip at 15% up to $100 or $15 an hour. If you're there 90 minutes, the tip is $22.50. If the bill goes over $100, anything under, you pay 15%. Good idea or bad idea? Now, I think the only downside is maybe they, if it's a slow night, they bring the food slow. If it's a busy night, they're going to try and turn those tables over. So somewhere in the middle, there might be an answer. But I think the max tip is a good idea. You tell me, ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. NFL.com. All right, did you see where ex-NFL quarterback Tom Brady cloned his late dog Lua, a pit bull mix that passed away in 2023? Now, I've listened to all the arguments about should you or shouldn't you do this, and I've come to the conclusion it's nobody's damn business what you do. If you loved your dog and the science is there, it's your money, do it. If you decide you don't want to do it because of your personal beliefs, then don't. It's that simple. Now, the reason Tom Brady did it is that he's an investor in Colossal Biosciences that does this. So he's using his celebrity to profit from it. But in the same breath, is he bringing awareness to something that would help mend a broken heart? Maybe in the middle is the answer. Now, this one might be the nuttiest story of the year. Influencer Haley Khalil revealed that she divorced her husband, Matt, because his manhood was the size of two Coke cans stacked on top of each other, and the pain was too unbearable for her. Now, I'm not saying that she's lying to get attention, but back in the 90s, Dr. Ruth was a contributor to my morning show, and I recall her saying that a woman's vagina is flexible enough to accommodate any size. I'm just throwing it out there because I know you're talking about this. The three ladies that sat in front of us at the Laker game last night, three quarters, that's all they talked about, was this story. I was like, my God, really? You spend $500 each on a ticket to go to a basketball game. You don't even watch the game. This is what you're talking about while you're sipping on your brewskis. Unbelievable. It's L.A., what can I say? The funnier part was when Haley said, I'm not bringing this up to embarrass Matt. Trust me, he's not embarrassed. He's now got women lined up from Sheboygan, Wisconsin to Booker Hole, West Virginia, waiting to make a call on that bonafone. All right, now, if you're a regular, you know Fleabag has been trying to stump me with these TikTok music quizzes he finds. And so far, I've answered 40 questions in a row correctly, and he's into me for $5,000. He's got a gambling problem, folks. But today, he thinks he's got me stumped. Now, if I get them right, he owes me $5,000. If I miss one of the questions, he's off the hook. So are you ready to go, Fleabag? Did you go drop the kids off at the pool and make it rain first? Because you're going to be packing the load after I ace this sucker, right? You do know that, don't you? You're going to be into me for the $5. All right. I'm ready to go when you are. Let it roll, Fuzzy.
80s music trivia. If you can get 10 out of 10, you're the brain boss. Karma Chameleon was released in September 83 by which band?
Culture Club.
Culture Club. Which American band released the 86 hit song Walk Like an Egyptian?
The Bangles. And I like the version Walk With an Erection better, though.
The Bangles.
Two for two.
I Want to Dance with Somebody was released in 87 by which artist?
That would be the late Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Really, you're trying to stump me with these?
Which band sang these lyrics? See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side.
Oh, God, the Irish lads. You too.
You too. Which artist released the song I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight?
Oh, God, this is a tough one. The Cutting Crew.
Cutting Crew. Who sang, You Spin Me Right Round, Baby Right Round in 84?
That would be Dead or Alive. You thought I was going to say Flo Rida, didn't you?
Dead or Alive. Which 80s song includes the line, He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich?
God, MTV played the hell out of this. Down Under, Men at Work.
Down Under by Men at Work. Which band released the hit album A Kind of Magic in 86?
Ooh, you think I'm going to guess Genesis, don't you? But it was Queen.
Queen.
two more.
Here comes your last two questions.
Yeah.
Comment your score below and follow for more fun quizzes. Which The Cure song begins with the line, Show me, show me, show me how you do that trick?
Just Like Heaven.
Just Like Heaven.
Last one, Fleabag, $5,000 on
Who
the line.
Who sang Here I Go Again on My Own in 1982?
I bet you that would be Whitesnake.
Whitesnake.
That is 50 questions in a row. Fleabag, you're as pale as white snow right now. You can't stump me, man. I'm telling you, you can't do this. Do you want to continue? Do you want to continue? Think about it. Do you want to continue doing this? You do. Told you, you have a gambling problem. You have a damn gambling problem. All right, I'm going to make you a deal on this one, okay? Because I feel guilty about taking your money, you know, to see you write a check for $5,000 or you're living with your wife on a cardboard box on the beach, and my God, you have to use Mint Mobile for crying out loud. How about if we do this? Let's keep doing this until I get 100 questions right in a row. If I miss one, you're off the hook. If I go and get 100 questions right, you got to pay me the $5,000. What do you think about that? Oh, I knew you'd do it because you got a gambling problem. All right, then that's the deal. Well, you go find your little TikTok quizzes, try to stump me on the music, and if I get 100 in a row, then we'll have you pay me the $5,000. Up until that point, we're just going to stay steady with that money, all right?
Oh boy, here's Mr. Sports wearing his tight shorts.
You got that right.
Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
Well, we start with some disturbing and sad news today. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Cleland was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound last night following a police chase he was involved in. Police say they chased Cleland for a traffic violation until they lost sight of him and they had to stop. They later found his vehicle abandoned after a crash and his body lying nearby after shooting himself. That's a tough one. He's only 24 years old, too. Our condolences go out to the Marshawn's family, friends, and his teammates with the Dallas Cowboys. Hard way to get into week 10 of the NFL season coming up. You know, I'd have to say that most surprisingly, the teams that are surprising everybody this season would have to be New England, Denver, Indianapolis, and Seattle. And if things continue to play out as they have, we're going to see a lot of teams who didn't make the playoffs last year. So the argument is, how long does it take a football team to turn it around? You know, 2 to 3 years. And I wish my Raiders would figure this out. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, my Raiders travel to Denver to play the Broncos, and I do love my Raiders, so I just got too much invested to switch to another team after all these years. But you know what? When it does come to money, you got to take Denver at home. Got to take the Broncos. You can get all of my NFL picks for Week 10 on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. And here are my pick four money games this week, where I'm 26-10 overall. Yeah, I got shellacked last week. I was 1-3. But overall, I'm still hitting at 72%. All right, Denver over Vegas, Buffalo over Miami, Carolina over New Orleans, and I've got Seattle over Arizona. Those are my pick four money games: Denver, Buffalo, Carolina, and Seattle. All right, checking the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Marco D. from St. Paul, Minnesota says, are the Minnesota Vikings contenders with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback? Maybe in the future. I mean, he seems to have that something extra special, but not this year. Vikings are 4-4. I would say they're probably a 500 football team. 10-7, 9-8, something like that. But Green Bay, Detroit, those are the class of the division. Carlos K., San Dimas, California. On your blog, you said you wouldn't trade any Laker on the team currently. I think L.A. can do better than Roy Hachimura. Oh, slowly I turn step by step. Another one. I don't know what folks' problem is with Roy. I mean, is it because he's blazing? My God. You know, when LeBron comes back, you got four scorers. You're going to have LeBron wanting the ball, Luka wanting the ball, Austin wanting to shoot the ball, and DeAndre Ayton wanting to score 15, 20 points a game. Okay, they got 90, 100 points between those four. 90 to 100 points. Roy is a rover. He can score with the ball, without the ball. And the big thing is, they need three-point shooting. Okay, do you realize Luka's only shooting 29% this season? Roy is at 47%? Why would you trade a guy shooting 47% from three? I don't get you guys on this one. I really don't. All right, that's sports on the wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, who's ready to play Pick Your News? I'm going to read four headlines here, and you have to tell me which one is true this time. Which one is true? Headline one, Columbia Pictures announces AI will be used to bring back the Three Stooges in the future. Headline two, a new study says Christmas tree lights can make men's testicles go numb and causing numb nuts. Headline 3, Travis Kelce says he'll hyphenate his name after his marriage to Taylor Swift. He'll be known as Travis Kelce Swift. And headline 4, Libby Dunn swings and misses at landing Babe Ruth's pad in New York, but buys a $2 million apartment instead. All right, think about it. One of those are true. You have to figure it out, and we'll have the answer for you coming up a little bit later on here on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast. Rat's Ass Podcast.
And I hope you're ready for Mojo's fucking funny today, because we've got one from the Tomb of the Unknown comic. We have no idea who this guy is, but he's taking us back to the 1990s.
We were the last generation to not be ruled by the internet, you know? Last ones to know where our friends were by the bikes in the yard. These kids, they don't know what real jealousy is. They've never been riding their bike through a neighborhood, turned the corner, and been like, everybody's swimming at Tyler's today. Oh, man. There was no group chat in 92. You just found out, you know? Kids these days, they're interesting. They've never been bored. My nephew came up to me on a hoverboard holding a tablet. He goes, Uncle Derek, I'm bored. And I go, Joseph, it looks like you're from the future, man. You look like the most unbored person I've ever seen in my entire life. They don't even know what bored is, man. They've never rode in the back of a vehicle on an 8-hour family trip. No electronics, just looking out the window going, if we play I Spy again, I'm going to kill myself.
I wish I knew who that was. I have no idea. I just found it on TikTok. I said, God, this guy's good. No name. Lovely accent, too. What do you think, Persian?
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, Dukes of Hazzard actress Catherine Bach, who made the Daisy Duke shorts all the rage back in the 80s, has been hospitalized with a mysterious health issue. That's all her co-star John Snyder would say on a recent Facebook post, but she's doing fine and will be okay, but she's still hospitalized. So ladies, if you still have those Daisy Dukes, we ask that you wear them as a sign of support this weekend. You know, let that cheese squeezer hang out, baby. There's a rumor Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to lose their titles, just like Prince Andrew did recently. Do you think they give a rat's ass as long as they have access to the king's fortune, though? I mean, if they get cut off, we're the ones who's going to pay the price for it. Yeah, with all the whining and screaming and crying, all the Netflix specials. Actor Timothée Chalamet hinted that he and Kylie Jenner might be ready to take the next step in their relationship. The two have been getting it on since 2023. In a recent interview, Timothée mentioned that having kids was in his future. So is a Christmas engagement on the horizon? You know, I think you got to be sure, Kylie. I think you got to be sure you've had enough NBA players and musicians to satisfy those Kardashian urges before you say, yeah, I want to get married to Timothy. Why is singer Nicki Minaj picking on SZA? According to SZA, she doesn't even know Nicki Minaj. But Nicki has some sort of a beef with SZA, calling her a fake and a phony in a recent interview. Now, both have been kind of out of the limelight for a while, so my guess here is this is a fake feud to draw attention to a future project that's about to drop. It's that or Nicki's feeling threatened by the shape of SZA's ass. You know, with these women, it's all about the shape of the size of the ass.
Yeah.
And in case you weren't aware, Britney Spears has now been single for 258 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Drew K., Dayton, Ohio, says, Mojo, have you ever been to a brothel? No, Drew, I haven't been to a brothel. I really haven't. I know I'm close to Vegas and the Bunny Ranch, but nope, I have never been. I've never been. All right, Kim K., Wilmington, Delaware. Ooh, we have a dating dilemma. Kimsey says, I slept with a guy I've been dating for about 3 weeks for the first time, and he texted me the next day saying he didn't want to see me again because I was the one who had the condom, and now he thinks I'm promiscuous. What's his problem? Kim, I have no idea what his problem is. I really don't, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to just give you a general answer. My feeling is he's probably looking for an excuse to get out of the relationship. It's one of those hit it or quit it kind of things where he's looking for an excuse, don't you think?
Yeah.
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 Mike F. Pueblo, Colorado said, I'm not digging this no news November nonsense. I miss your political commentary. I want to hear what your thoughts are about the new mayor of New York City. Well, I'll tell you what, you'll get it in December. That's number one, because I'm going to hold my promise. But I said, social media and the blog, fair game. I wrote a little piece on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. You can go check that out. All right, JB Miller, Tennessee. What do you think is the biggest mistake radio is making today? Oh boy, we're going to get serious here for a second, hey? All right, Fleabag, let's take the serious questions first. You know, I hate to end on a serious note. Dehumanization, leading to offering very little entertainment value, to give you a short answer to your question. Because I feel this way, Jay. I've been labeled as being too old school. And so we're like, no, I just want talent who can entertain and inform. You know, if that's old school, then fine. But it's the dehumanization. It used to be a one-on-one relationship. Now it's just like you're getting traffic information, or you're like getting, you know, information when you're leaving the airport. It's just blah. That's all. And I would like to change that and bring it back, but they're counting on AI to do all of this stuff. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Deborah H. from Katy, Texas said she likes the mix of serious and humorous topics. Good. That's what we try to do. We try to mix it up here a little bit, Katie. What she hates is, I don't know if I should take your advice seriously or not. Never take me seriously, Deborah. Never. I have too much education and experience. What you want is to look for someone with no education, no experience at all, to lead you down the right path. Trust me on that one. It's the way of the world now. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, who's into me for $5,000, and right now he's as nervous as a one-legged cat trying to bury shit in a frozen pond, trying to figure out how he's going to get through this. But the address is ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. ratsasspodcast@gmail.com.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
Sometimes you just don't hit it hard enough. All right, we are playing Pick Your News today. I read four headlines, and you have to tell me which one is true. Which one is true? Headline one, Columbia Pictures announces AI will be used to bring back the Three Stooges in the future. Headline two, a new study says Christmas tree lights can make men's testicles go numb, causing numb nuts. Headline three, Travis Kelce says he'll hyphenate his name after his marriage to Taylor Swift. It'll be Travis Kelce Swift. And Libby Dunn, headline four, swings and misses at landing Babe Ruth's pad in New York, but buys a $2 million apartment instead. All right, did you figure it out? If you said the Libby Dunn headline,
yeah, baby.
Congratulations, yeah. You got it right. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. All right, I got to weasel out on you here, but, you know, there's this new documentary on the mating habits of Muslims I'm dying to see at the library, so I'm going to go check that out. But I do have one more thing for you, and this is kind of a weird factoid. Did you know the blob of toothpaste that sits on the edge of your toothbrush before you brush is called a nurdle? It's called a nurdle.
You, my God, that sounds disgusting.
Well, how do you figure that? It's a weird word, but I don't think it's disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds like I've got a nurdle head poking out.
It's a turtle head poking out, nurdle. Nurdle, you nurdle.
And I bet you have one poking out right now.
Oh, God, stop it. Why do I always fall for your dirty, sick, and twisted mind?
Because you're a few sticks short of a box of butter.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Bimbot. You just scored the muzzle. All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Now with 581 members, Nate Joseph, Newhall, California, Brian Stoniker in Decatur, Georgia, Amy McAdams, who spells her name A-M-M-I-I, from Hartford, Connecticut, and Joe Magliano from Tidewater, Florida, and around the world to listeners in Tel Aviv, Israel. I don't think we've had Tel Aviv before, have we, Fleabag? I didn't think so. Sydney, Australia, and this is a new one too, Citybel, Argentina.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go to ratsasspodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to the podcast, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog. It's loaded with a lot of hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Monday, November 10th. Take care of each other, and thanks again for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.